Hi everyone. Welcome back to Ask Amy. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday if you are celebrating a holiday recently. I have a question today from Katie, and it's about feeling trapped in our experience. And I think this is something that we can all relate to. Everyone can relate to this in some way. And sometimes it feels a lot bigger than other times. Sometimes it's like, oh, it's this thinking I wish I could, people say all the time, I love this expression, I wish I could just take my head off and just set it next to me. We all know that feeling. And that's just sort of a normal thing that we feel at times. And sometimes it gets even bigger than that. Sometimes that feeling of just feeling so trapped in your experience and wanting to take your head off and set it next to you is longer lasting and bigger. And, it's all okay, but we don't always see that in the moment. It doesn't always feel okay, but it is always okay because it can't not be. It can't be any other way. So let me read Katie's question and then we'll look at this a little deeper. So Katie says, I just wanted to say thank you for your videos. You're amazing. Thank you, Katie. I can't wait to get out of the loop of constant thinking. I know the strategies, but I can't do it. How do I flip the switch and get the much longed for insight to end this cycle? If I have a problem, I can't focus on anything else. I feel trapped by my thinking. My life is very turbulent and stressful. I want to stop binge eating, but I can't. It's every day, and I feel so trapped and depressed. How do I get the insight I need? So, Katie says she's trapped in this. Again, we can all feel what she's going through because we're all there sometimes. We've all been there. We all feel there sometimes, just trapped in all of this thinking. And she's looking for this insight. She says, I know the strategies. I don't know the strategies, so I'm not sure what strategies you know, Katie, but she knows the strategy. She knows something about what we share for sure. And she knows, I'm sure, lots of mindfulness techniques and lots of strategies and lots of really great, actually really true ideas and things that we all share and talk about our thinking, that can sometimes look like strategies, but we still sometimes feel stuck. And you can just hear in what she shares, just feel so bad for where she is because we've all been there. And just as a little bit of aside, I had a little email exchange with Katie after I first got her question. And I know that what she's going through, she had a traumatic experience with her child, and she's really, really worried. So it's like a real thing happened, and now her mind just goes there and goes there and goes there. So the thing I want to say to you, Katie, is please don't hate me for this, by the way. This might sound like the most annoying thing in the world, but don't try so hard. There is no way to get out of it. I've never seen anything. I've devoted my life to this work, and I've never seen any strategy that gets us out of all of this thinking. I truly have never found it. I promise you, I'd share it if I did. There are things we do that help. There are things we don't do that help. There are moments where we just find ourselves free of the thinking. Like it runs the gamut, but there is no strategy. There is no thing we're going to do that's going to make it stop. There's also no magic insight you're going to have that's going to change all this for you. So you say, how do I get that much longed for insight? I hear you. Everyone wonders that. We've all been there so many times. People who share this know we hear this all day, every day. I just want that insight. How do I get that insight? But see what that does is it leaves us back here thinking, I'm missing the insight. I'm missing the insight. Even you can be as open-minded and relaxed and anything as you can possibly be. But if you're kind of back here innocently thinking, oh, I just need that insight and everything's going to change for me, we're keeping that alive because see, we can only experience what's moving through us in that very moment. That's all we're capable of ever experiencing. So if we kind of believe or we carry with us or we're constantly thinking, oh, I'm missing the insight, I need to do something, and why is this still here? Like that right there is just going to be what we experience. So rather than trying so hard, rather than trying to make this happen and searching for all the right things and looking toward that insight, see if you can just not just, but see if you can get a deeper feel for the fact that when your mind flips into that worry loop, which I know it does often, that is your mind flipping into a worry loop. It's as if you have an ulcer and your ulcer flares up when you eat certain foods. You would look at that, your ulcer would flare up when you would eat those certain foods, and you would say, okay, that this is what happens, right? Like sometimes this ulcer flares up. Sometimes maybe it flares up when you're not even eating those foods. Okay, it's a physical thing that happens. Now, yes, we would perhaps get stressed and get frustrated about the ulcer and get all worried about that. But for the most part, we're going to look at something. By we, I mean everyone. We're going to look at something like an ulcer and we're going to say, oh, okay, yeah, I have this physical thing in my body and it's doing what it sometimes does. And okay, I'm doing the best I can to manage it or to cure it or whatever. But it doesn't look like you. You don't walk around, no one would walk around saying, oh my God, I'm this ulcer and I keep flaring up. And why do I keep doing this? Like there's just a natural built-in separation because it's something that's just going on in your stomach. And we all know that it isn't us. Now, when all this worry and this loop of thinking comes in, we don't always see it that in that same way with that type of separation. But we could. And if we did, it would look different. It would feel different, at least in that moment. Again, like that's sort of that's kind of the thing we want to continue to ground ourselves in is, oh yeah, this isn't me. I'm going to bring out my favorite little tool because I just like, this isn't you. This is a hunk of plastic. This is why I love this little guy so much because it's so clear that it's not you. Like it's a wind-up toy. And I really want you to take this little tool, metaphor, gimmicky thing, kind of seriously. Like, really kind of see, there's a lot of accuracy. That's why I always show this thing all the time. Like, this is not you, and we know that. And that thinking, now it's going to tell you things that might happen. It's going to replay things that did happen. It's going to talk about your life and your child and your binge eating and all of these things that feel so real and personal that it's going to be really easy to get tangled up in what it's talking about. But it is your mind just spinning in a very predictable direction. It goes there all the time. It stays there. And we get really caught up in that. And the more we just start seeing, okay, we've been given these tools. Like we've been given this little guy for amazing reasons. Our mind can solve puzzles and problems and do so much great stuff. But when it feels the way that yours is feeling, that's always there to just show us, okay, this guy's taken over at the moment. And he's not really even taking over, but we're looking at our mind and we're really tangled up in what it's talking about. And we're scaring ourselves and we're believing it and we're taking it seriously. And those bad feelings you have are there to show you that you're doing that so that you can take a step back. And the thing is, like, I know in a situation like yours, Katie, and any problem that has some real life thing in it. You have a kid that might have a health issue. You have a binge eating habit. Like people have stuff, right? You might be getting laid off. This might be happening. Our mind is going to take that and make it sound like it's helping you. It's not just this loop. Like there, that's where we get kind of sucked into it. Is we kind of buy it and we kind of get into like, yeah, but this is a real thing and maybe I should like listen. Maybe there's some solution in here. Maybe I should think it through. And it's just like such a huge universal misunderstanding about how that tool's meant to work. Now it's meant to work and come up and supplement our wisdom and our common sense and go beyond it sometimes, and give us logical answers and solutions and resources. But when we're feeling badly, that's showing us that the tool's not like we're not using it, we're overusing it or we're over-relying on it, or it's, we just want to take a step back in those moments. And it's easier to do that when we see how it really works, which is that as we just let that mind talk, and we're not trying to strategize out of it, we're not trying to change it, but we're knowing it's this little thing that's not us, it's just talking, you start to feel more peaceful. And as you start to feel more peaceful, that's not you numbing out. that's not you disengaging from life and losing touch with any kind of real life problem. It's just the opposite. It's you getting really wise. And if there's something that there is there for you to see about your habit or your issue or anything, you are going to see it from that place. So I think this is where we get so kind of caught up in our thinking, is there's this little hook in there that makes us feel like that's helpful. That's going to solve your problem. This is, we need to do this. And if it feels like a lot of a constant loop of worry or a bunch of anxiety, that's not helpful. But what is helpful, it's almost like the answers you want are just sitting there waiting, but you have to look away from all the thinking. Like, we have to quit thinking, hi me, and then look away and say, oh, that's right, that's not me. Now this guy's still going, but we're starting to lighten up. We're starting to feel a little bit better. And that's where answers and solutions are going to come from. So this is not at all about denying, disengaging, being irresponsible. It is just the opposite. Now, again, all I'm doing, Katie, is just kind of pointing us to how it really works. When it comes to you and your mind getting quieter in a moment, or that loop stopping or looking different for you, it's just about taking what I'm saying, seeing what resonates with you, and going beyond it for yourself, getting quiet within yourself and seeing, like, could it be that simple? Like, could that be true? That I just have this little guy in my head that just likes to talk about what might happen or what did happen, but none of that has any relevancy to right now. And none of that is helpful if it feels like anxiety. Period. And the binge eating, well, you know, I'm not even gonna, you know, when this looks less real, that's done. That's done. There's no special instructions there. And that's the case for anyone listening, whatever your habit is. Like this feeling real and being so, you know, it looking like your life is in danger, your peace is in danger, your well-being is in danger. Like, that's just why we go bring in habits and do things. We just need a bit of peace. And that's the best way we can see to do it from all that thinking. So there's something special to do to make the habits. It's about seeing all that loop in just a different way. And for you, especially because you're asking about the insight, the strategies, like, I just want to say, and again, I know this is so annoying to hear sometimes, do less. It is your nature for your mind to go into those loops, exactly like yours is. There's nothing wrong with you. It's our nature. Our mind will do that. And then it will quiet down. And the more we can just see that this is a safe thing that happens and there's nothing valuable in it for us, nothing we have to pay attention to from a feeling of anxiety, the quieter it's going to get, you know, and it's just going to get much easier from there. So I really hope that's helpful, Katie, and I hope it's helpful for others. I do have three actually free webinars coming up, but two of them are really all three of them, but I'll talk about two. Two are really relevant to this question. So one is this coming Wednesday, day after tomorrow. And it is with Jill Whalen, a good friend of mine who wrote a book on anxiety. And we're talking about how change happens when we're not how-to-ing it. So again, everyone, how do I do this? And how do I have that insight? And how do I get out of this loop? And how, and us too, Jill and I too. Yet Jill and I both had really, really big changes happen for us, and we didn't do a darn thing. So that's what we're going to share. That's what we're going to talk about in that webinar. And I'll put the link to register to that in the comments here. And I'm doing a webinar with Katherine Hansen next week, next Tuesday, on binge eating, which again, just might be of interest to you. So I'll put the link to that one there as well. So thank you guys for listening. This one went a little over, but you know, I know this is such a common universal thing that you're going through, Katie. We can all relate to it. And yeah. Thanks so much for your question. Little School of Big Change opens for enrollment April 23rd. So get on the wait list. We have some awesome, awesome bonuses, and you can only see those if you're on the wait list. Really good stuff that you'll want to check out. So littleschoolofbigchange.com is where the wait list lives. And I hope you guys have a great week. I'll see you next week.